41 GMT. It's been just over 2 months since a mass shooting in Tucson, Arizona left 6 people dead and 13 wounded, including a popular Democratic Congresswoman, Gabrielle Giffords. Ms. Giffords continues to make a remarkable recovery at a hospital in Houston. And on Wednesday, the man accused of the shooting, Jared Lee Loughner, appears in court where he faces 49 separate charges.
Now, at the time of the shooting, there were hundreds of gun-related measures being debated by lawmakers across the United States. The majority of them would actually expand gun rights, not restrict them. In Arizona itself, there are a number of bills under discussion, one of which would allow for concealed weapons to be carried on college campuses. Our correspondent Paul Adams has been to Tucson to see how the shooting has informed the debate.
Number one, there was a shooting at Safeway.
At Safeway, sir?
Yes, Safeway.
Run down that hallway towards the guy holding a gun. And the first words out of his mouth that I heard was, "I'll kill you."
There's multiple people shot.
Okay. Oh, my God.
When Joe Zamudio rushed to the scene outside Safeway on January the 8th, he released the safety catch on his own pistol, thoughts of intervention already on his mind. But the man with the gun was not the suspect. Jared Loughner had already been disarmed. Joe knows he could have made a terrible mistake, but that doesn't change the way he thinks about his gun.
That's why you have it, is so that you won't need it. But if you do, you use it. And I know I wasn't able to stop him from hurting anyone he hurt, and that bothers me.
As a citizen of Arizona with a legally purchased weapon, Joe was perfectly entitled to carry his gun in that supermarket car park. It's not the case everywhere in this city in the desert. This is the campus of Pima County Community College. Very quiet today, but 2 months ago, this place received a lot of national attention as the college where the suspect in the shootings attended classes before being asked to leave due to his increasingly eccentric behaviour. As the law stands, you're not allowed to carry a weapon in a place like this, but that could all be about to change.
College campuses are what we call, quote, gun-free zones. Law-abiding citizens can't carry their weapons, but criminals don't follow the rules.
Ron Gould is a senator in Arizona's state legislature, one of the prime movers behind an effort to expand gun rights, including a bill that would allow concealed weapons to be carried on college or university campuses.
The best thing that we can do is to meet force with force. For over 50 years now, the doctrine of mutually assured destruction has kept nuclear weapons from being used.
But you're sure you don't want a doctrine of mutually assured destruction in a parking lot in Tucson?
Well, you might.
Antique pistols and rifles being fired at the Ben Avery shooting range just off the wonderfully named Carefree Highway near Phoenix. Plenty of gun lovers here, but Carol Rue, president of the Arizona Women's Shooting Association, is worried.
With the new bill, it's like the old Wild West.
Carol actually favors allowing guns onto college campuses, but thinks her state is simply making it too easy for anyone to carry a gun.
If you are going to put this gun on your person, you damn well better make sure you know what you're doing. I mean, it's great to have the freedoms that we do have here, but there's a price to be paid, and it's just common sense to get the education.
As Song Hee Cho methodically made his way through Norris Hall, law enforcement officials tell CBS News he fired between 175...
My name is Colin Goddard. Nearly 4 years ago, during my French class at Virginia Tech, I survived the worst mass shooting in U.S. history. I was one of 7 out of a class of 17 to survive.
Colin Goddard was shot 4 times by a disturbed fellow student. He now works for the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. He's visiting Arizona to show a film he's made about his own harrowing experience. Like Carol Rue, he believes law-abiding citizens should have the right to bear arms. But he doesn't like the idea of concealed weapons, especially on campus.
Carrying a concealed weapon in public, that is not a right. That is a privilege we grant to those who meet certain requirements. And I'm saying those requirements are very low. But people say it's a constitutional, God-given right. And of all the amendments in the United States Bill of Rights, the Second Amendment is the only amendment with the word regulated in it. And I'd say that's there for a reason.
And the debate continues over what regulation should really mean. In Arizona and many other states, the trend is towards fewer restrictions. As he wrestles with his own experience, Joe Zamudio says he's ready to take up his gun again.
You can never know. People take out their problems on other people. If you don't like your life and you want to act out because of it, then I'm going to put you down.
Paul Adams reporting there from Tucson in Arizona.